Mary woke bright and early Monday morning. It was the best night's sleep she'd had in more weeks than she could remember. The opportunity to actually see the daughter she'd given birth to had been an unexpected gift. She had George to thank for that. At the thought of him, her spirits plummeted, and all the happiness drained from her. The joy diluted with the reality that once again she would be leaving him. As tempting as it was to remain in Seattle, that was impossible, impractical. To do so would be completely and utterly selfish of her, and she couldn't do it, couldn't put him through this ordeal. She loved him, yes, of course, how could she not? But Mary wasn't about to saddle him with her health issues. He wanted her to stay, and they'd argued, but in the end, she had succeeded in convincing him the only practical thing to do was for her to return to New York. George hadn't made the argument easy. When he'd grown weary, he'd requested one thing, that she let him drive her to the airport. "Let me get your suitcase for you," Jo Marie offered when Mary came down the stairs. "Thank you." "Did you enjoy your stay?" Jo Marie asked. "Oh, yes, very much." "I'm sure it will be good to get home, too," Jo Marie added. "There's something so comforting about returning home, isn't there? That sense of familiarity." Mary smiled and didn't add a comment. Her New York condo was only a shell. George's vehicle pulled up in front of the inn. He looked miserable, shoulders hunched, eyes sad. They rode in silence, as if everything they wanted to say had already been said, in some cases, multiple times. After a few minutes, without warning, George changed lanes, swerving back into the heavy traffic heading north. "What are you doing?" she demanded. George didn't answer her. "George, you just missed the exit."
"I know."
"But, George, I need to get to the airport. You said you would drive me to the airport."
"I lied," he said, as if this was a small thing.
"What do you mean you lied?"
Mary was angry now. "I'll explain everything once we're back at my condo."
"I am not going to your condo," she insisted.
"Oh, but you are. You have no other option."
He took one of the downtown Seattle exits and drove directly to his condo building. After turning off the ignition, he climbed out of the car, walked around, and opened the passenger door.
"I let you walk away from me before," he said calmly. "And I decided I wasn't going to let you make the same mistake twice."
"Me?"
"I was a fool to let you go the first time. I'm not doing it again."
"George," she pleaded, squeezing her eyes closed with pain and frustration. "Don't you realize what you're doing? I have cancer, and my home is in New York."
"No, it isn't," he challenged. "Your home is with me," he continued. "We've cheated each other out of 19 years, and I'm unwilling to let one more unnecessary day go by without you in my life."
"Oh, George."
"Do you love me or not?" She bit down on her lip to keep from answering. "You can't lie, Mary. I know you too well."
"Then why did you ask?"
Tears crowded her eyes. Oh, dear heaven, here she was weeping again, weak as a newborn kitten. "I refuse to give in. If I let you walk away from me again, I'll regret it the rest of my life."
"Don't you understand?" she whispered, her voice cracking. "I could be dying."
"We're all dying." "No matter what the future holds, we're facing it together."
"Oh, George."
It was impossible to hold back the tears any longer. "We belong together. We always have." The will to leave him was gone. With a sob, she threw her arms around his neck and clung to him, nearly toppling him over.
"I love you so much."
"I know. I love you too. Whatever happens, Mary, I'll be at your side." Mary didn't know what she'd done to deserve this man. But whatever it was, she would be forever grateful.